what about trials looking at combinations of biologics, particularly sorafenib or sunitinib with bevacizumab?
These new targeted therapies, they target the VHL downstream effects in angiogenesis. There are several that target the pathway at different locations. So one of the areas of interest has been to add various medicines together that attack the pathway at different points, hoping to improve the efficacy. So for example, the logical combinations would be the addition of an mTOR inhibitor to a VEGFR antagonist, or of an mTOR inhibitor to bevacizumab, or of a VEGFR antagonist with bevacizumab. There are many different combination studies that are underway to study these. Several of them have completed phase one trials, most notably the combination of temsirolimus and bevacizumab, or sunitinib and bevacizumab, and are moving into phase two trials. The hope is that there will be added efficacy with these combination, but the concern is that since these agents have overlapping toxicities, that by combinations, the toxicity will be worse, and it's not clear that there'll be added benefit or there'll be difficulty with delivering adequate doses because of the toxicity seen in the combinations. So I think this is certainly worthy of investigation. There is an effort underway, but it's not clear whether the best use of these medications will be by combination or proper sequencing.